Welcome to Never Never Land. usually when we're trying to expand the realm of human freedom in this town, it is Never Never Land. But I can tell you that the tide has turned, and at least for the freedom for people to use cannabis one way or the other, that we are now winning the battle, and we are overwhelming Never Never Land. So we're winning. Thank you all for being here and being part of that team. I don't have to, looks like I don't have to convince you on this issue. And let me just note that as a Republican, I think that wasting money on things that are not worth the money that we're putting into is bad. Wasting money on counterproductive federal activities is even worse. And right at the top of the list of being worst is the federal war on drugs, especially the war on cannabis. Number one, cannabis may or may not have beneficial uses for medical purposes, according to our opponents. I personally think, and the doctors I've spoken to have told me that that cannabis definitely has medical purposes. And okay, so if there is a chance that a plant can alleviate some suffering or help somebody, even if you don't think that it is absolutely proven yet, why are we prohibiting people from using something that may help them? Just on the possibility that it might is good enough for me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to expose something today that I have not told anybody yet because it just happened. And so you're privy to a new secret, and that is a lot of people know that I spent most of my life as a surfer, all right? Hey, dude, surf's up. Let's go, you know? And anyway, and quite frankly, I never took off my puka shells, right? There they are. Okay, but, okay, well, anyway. And I didn't forget the guys down at the beach either, so that's what some of this is all about. However, let me give you this dirty little secret about surfers. We wear out our shoulders. I haven't been able to go surfing for a year and a half, and I've been in severe pain because I spent all this time doing that, which I can barely do now, and it wore all the cartilage out here, you know? So let's say about 30 years of really good surfing, and now I'm in pain because I've got arthritis. Yeah, it was worth it. I'll tell you, I'd do it again, okay? Especially if there's something we can do about it. And I went to one of these hemp fests or something like that. They had San Bernardino, or anybody's going to go to that. And so this guy is showing me the medical things and all that, and he says, and you should try this. And it's a candle, and you light the candle, and it waxes in there, it melts down, then you rub it on your whatever you've got problems with. And you know what? I tried it about 2 weeks ago, and it's the first time in 2 years, or now first time in a year and a half, that I had a decent night's sleep because the arthritis pain was gone. And now... don't tell anybody I broke the law. Actually, you know, they'll bust down my door, and you know, and take whatever's inside and use it for evidence against me, whatever it is. The bottom line is that I don't know. There's definitely cannabis in there, and it makes sure that I can sleep now. The criminal. The crime here is that we are using law enforcement dollars to prevent people from getting to that relief and getting a good night's sleep. How insane is that? All right, and we have limited dollars. We are spending, by the way, out of every $5 we spend here, $1 is borrowed, which means our children are eventually going to have to pay for it. Probably when my kids, God blessed me with triplets 12 years ago. We had a big birthday party for them 2 days ago. But when they go to buy a home, all of this money that we are spending now that we're borrowing, they will pay for. When they go to buy a home, they're going to find it much more expensive. They're going to find their interest rates are way higher than ours are. They will suffer because of our irresponsibility. So we got to look at the budget and say what's necessary and what's not necessary. I would tell you the thing the highest on my priority of what's not necessary is having the police come in or the DEA come in and bust into somebody's house to prevent them from consuming something personally. Whatever that is, people have a right to put in their body what they want to. They're adults, we're talking about adults now. And to have the federal government busting down people's doors or sanctioning and helping local police do that is about as big a waste of money as I can imagine. And also, not only does it waste money, but it also makes us less safe. Because if you have the police, who are supposed to be there protecting us from robbers, rapists, murderers, terrorists, instead they're focused on the guy in the backyard smoking weed. Give me a break. That is insane. And the police, by the way, they understand all the stuff about all the negative things we've been told about weed, okay? I mean, it turns you crazy, there are people here who are in their 60s and 70s who think that weed turns you crazy, okay? Well, if, ask the police, if the weed makes you crazy and wild and doing wild things, who would the police rather go and enforce the law with? Some guy is smoking dope and playing his music too loud, and he won't turn the music down. We want you to go get him. And then the other guy says, these guys are having a drunken party next door, and they're all drunk and throwing beer cans at each other. I got to go stop them. Who do you think the police are going to really want to go and enforce the law with? You ask them. Yeah, they'll go enforce the stoner's law, anytime, because it's safe. And they go over there with a bunch of drunken whatever guys, like I am with my surfing buddies. Sometimes things get wild and crazy, and people get hurt. And so the bottom line is, if the police understand that, we should understand that when we're making laws and setting priorities. And so I'm giving you the practical end of it, There is one, a moral end, and that is for people who are literally suffering and are literally going through problems in their lives, either physical or mental problems, that their physician believes can be helped with cannabis, that it is absolutely immoral for our government to get in the way between a doctor and a patient when that doctor is trying to alleviate pain or suffering. This is not right. And so fundamentally, and who's going to save the day for us on this issue? This has been going on a long time. There's been a lot of people who understood that cannabis could actually help somebody with certain problems. I know my mother passed away a few years ago, and before she left us, she had an operation, and she had a hip operation. It should have not been a bad thing, she died of a blood clot. But after her operation, it was very painful, and I remember the doctor telling me, demoralized, and she's demoralized, and she won't eat, and we need her to eat. and we need to lift her spirit. So we need you here. If you can feed her and help, you know, say, time to eat, you got to eat this stuff. So I did, and I just said, you know, because, you know, she, I don't have an appetite. And I, you know, and I go, this is so ridiculous that we, that it would be wrong, you know, that they're going to make it illegal, and it is illegal, for someone not to use cannabis in order to stimulate somebody's appetite and to raise their spirits. I mean, how stupid is that? And that's the basis of what this law, is. We're just going to control this to an irrational point. For us, it is we're out to save those people. For those people who are out right now trying to make sure that doctors can legally prescribe cannabis in a way that will lift the spirits of some people like my mother who are going through this, that's a moral thing. We have to go out and help save those people, save them from suffering. That's what this is all about. It's not just about whether or not we can, smoke a joint and listen to the Doors or something, which I won't tell you who did that. So with that said, we got a lot of work ahead of us. There's things are moving. We have improved the situation here in Washington in the last 5 years dramatically. And we always used to lose the votes, and now we're winning the votes. And what was the breakthrough was, again, I'm sorry I'm the only Republican that came here to talk to you. What really did it was when I was able to move about 68 Republicans over to the legalization camp. And what it... And what's it all about? And that is holding people to their principles. If someone claims to be for limited government, personal responsibility, a doctor-patient relationship, okay, if you really believe in these, and especially if you top it off with, I believe in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, okay, if you really believe in those things, how come this is so in such contrast to those who believe in limited government? So I shamed a lot of these guys and saying, don't tell me you believe in the doctor-patient relationship, because they kept, you know, this is the big thing about whether you believe in Obamacare or you're not. I mean, the Republicans, that was their thing. They, oh, this is going to interfere with it. Well, it does, but... You can't say, I'm opposed to it for that reason here, but you can go ahead over here and interfere all you want because it's something that I don't like culturally. So anyway, we got them over, and with those 68 Republicans, we were able, as you know, to win on the issue of whether or not the states will be the one to determine whether or not cannabis is going to be legal or illegal. And we won on the issue of medical marijuana, and we came very close, a lot closer than I thought, on just recreational use of marijuana, if the states want to do that. So we can't, and I think we're going to win that one soon, because, and let me tell you why we're going to win it, because the Republicans who are voting with us on this issue look to the founding fathers of our country, and I might say founding fathers and mothers, but they really only think of the fathers, but I also think of the founding mothers, all right. The fact is that they think the people who started our country had the basic idea down right. And I agree with that, because that's why we've done well as compared to the rest of the world, where repression is a lot higher than it is here on a lot of other issues than just cannabis. But so they believe in our founding. Our founding fathers did not want there to be a federal police force. They wanted all law enforcement to be done at the state and the local level. That is where they the idea of having a DEA or federal agencies with basically the power to break into people's homes and to arrest them or break into buildings and arrest them, or to take people's boats away from them, because, you know, there's a guy in Newport Beach. He rents his boats out, and a boat was, they rented out some, whoever it was, went out and was smoking some joints and left one or two on the boat. And so the guy, you know, he didn't know what they're doing out there. They could have gone fishing, which is fine, which maybe, I don't know, maybe the Fish and Wild Game will come and arrest them because it's out of season or something, I don't know. But whatever it was, the DEA took his boat, confiscated his boat. So by this stupid idea, we have expanded the area of federal authority over our lives and their ability to actually take people's property, which our founding fathers definitely didn't want to have to happen, take them without a conviction. I mean, what? How can anybody who believes in freedom suggest that you can take away property without a court judgment? You're going to leave that, oh, we'll just leave that up to the law enforcers. This is all totally in contrast to what people who believe in limited government supposedly believe in. And so we've been stressing that, and it's been working, as I say. We won this for 3 years now, leaving it up to the states, at least for medical marijuana. And this year, we've it's passed the Senate. The amendment that's known as the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment has passed in the Senate, in the committee in the Senate, that is. And that means it'll probably pass on the floor, so we're looking good. And I don't think that, I don't see that being cut off on the House side. So we're still moving forward on at least the medical marijuana. And I think that we're gonna have another showdown on, the recreational use of cannabis as well. The let me just note who the real heroes are. The real heroes and who are saving the day, who have forced the issue, our veterans have saved us again. They go overseas to save us. They've saved us again. So what they've experienced, and when a veteran comes in to talk to these members of Congress, especially the Republican members, and says to them, "This is, I need this," and when you have people who work in the VA saying, we need this, it will actually help, what type of person, conservative, liberal, whatever, can turn them down? And we've been turning them down, and the word's getting out that we are doing something that doctors think can help our veterans overcome some of their maladies and problems. And that alone, that concept of having our government stopping doctors from doing something for veterans who've risked their lives for us, that is a sort of an overwhelming dynamic that's created that's helping us pass this legislation. So get the word out, and we are championing. To me, this is a freedom issue. It always has been. And but when you get away from the fundamental freedoms, you begin having problems. And as I say, having the police focusing on this rather than on terrorists, and by the way, of course, we do know as well, one of the side impacts of that is that then the price of all these things goes up and we end up, and it's still illegal, so we end up financing the terrorists. How about that? You know, I mean, this is all insane. So we want to bring some sanity back, want to bring some heart and soul back, want to get back to what American government was supposed to be about, which is protecting freedom and not stepping on people. So with that said, I'm glad to be part of your team. We're going to win this. We've got about two more or three more years. If we keep going, we will basically have at least the cannabis part of this drug war wiped out. So with that said, thank you very much. He's got a question, then I've got a yes.
As you stated, you're a server Republican. Seems that brought you here considering running for president.
But now, hold on, let me tell you the melody of surfing. It's not just this, by the way. It's not just my shores. When you go in the water all the time, our dirty secret in California is the water is really cold. And what happens is you grow a bone in your ear. And I have lost half of my hearing. It was worth it. I'd do it again. But I didn't hear the exact location you were talking about.
You seem to have broad appeal as a Republican surfer. Have you ever considered running for president?
Oh, I thought you were. No, that wave's a little too big for me. So, all right. Thank you all very much.